Okay, we have Donnie today to share on fear and letting go. Shall I give you a heads up at 13 minutes or something like that? Okay, will do. All right.
Well, hey y'all, I'm Donnie and I'm a grateful recovered, I'm a recovered alcoholic addict, and I don't know, emotional sobriety, I work on it all the time. I know that because I am an alcoholic addict, I am a natural born chaos creator and controller fixer, and those things come up all the time. I'm so grateful. Big Book Awakening. I'm grateful. When I was introduced to Big Book Awakening in 2009, we had three different things. That book was read for alcoholics, addicts, and Al-Anon. So I did the BBA process on a pure Al-Anon basis. And then I get into where you guys are, and you defined it out even better. So thank you for that. Thank you for that. I just want to take a minute and just, God, just set aside everything I think I know about speaking, about anything. I just, God, just come in right now and speak to me. And God, grant me the serenity to stop beating myself up for not doing things perfectly. The courage to forgive myself because I'm working on doing better. And the wisdom to know that you love me just the way I am. Thank you. Trying to come up with a topic today, I do two-way prayer. It's just something that is near and dear to me. I talk to God like that all the time. So in two-way prayer, I'm talking about this. It's like, what do you want me to talk about, God? What do you want me to talk about? And I keep getting, review the four absolutes and the four agreements. Review, review. And I'm looking at them all the time. I'm like, what in the world? And it comes today, this morning. We have, and I want to thank you so much for the silent meditation because I'm sitting where there are trees. And right now, it is raining leaves. So if you notice a tree on the outside, those leaves on the outside, they come off really easy. It just falls and they just fall. It rains leaves, letting go. Let go of those little things that disturb us during our day. In 10, 11, pause and turn and ask. But I have a belief system that on 62, it tells us, do I have moral and philosophical convictions galore? Where did I get those? Where did I get those? When I look at a tree and all those leaves are falling, and it's real easy to let go of some things, but you'll notice at the end of the fall, there's leaves that are right there at the core of the tree. Those are my core beliefs. Those are what was given to me by, I don't know, my parents, by the people around me as I was growing up. I just absorbed and tried to be what you wanted me to be. I tried to live up to other people's expectations all the time. And I can't do that. I can't even live up to my own. But I find out that my own belief system, if it wasn't really my own. And I find that truly everything comes down to fear for me. I have a fear that I'm not going to be whatever anybody thinks I need to be instead of whatever God needs me to be. So today I have a lot of different prayers, shall I say, and most of them come down to, God, I don't know what others need, and I don't know if I can meet that need. But if I can, change me, give me the tools and this courage and the strength to do what you need. Because I don't know what that is. I don't even know what my own needs are. I know that today I'm so powerless that God had to put a brain inside my head to operate this body of mine. And I have a system inside. I have these organs inside my body that do things that makes it function so I can do God's work. I can't take a breath on my own. It takes a thought in my head to send to my lungs to say, expand and breathe. So the thought precedes the action, that the faith comes in that there's going to be air when I get ready to breathe. I can't make air. I can't make myself. I'm that powerless. I am that powerless. So I come in here and I have moral and philosophical convictions to the Lord. They aren't mine. I'm trying to live up to what somebody else imposed on me. And I just grew up trying to and living my life. Even I'm 66 years old. I'm still working on these core disbeliefs. They are disbeliefs. They are untruths. They are false. They are not real. And to try to live in truth with that kind of a belief system is very difficult. I live in a country where my government is designed to make my people go away. They don't want to live up to the treaties that they gave the natives in my country. So they designed a system to record me. They follow me. I'm tracked. I have my own special number assigned to me by the government. I had to go to the government and say, "Will you please tell me that I'm Indian?" And the government says, "Yes, you're Indian. Here's your number." And they track me, and they report my own. They know where I am all the time with my number. So, and it's just a way for the government to thin the things out, thin the bloodlines out, make it just so they don't have to live up to the treaty. We understand what it is, but guess what? Natives haven't gone away, and we're still here. So that belief system didn't work. The government gives me belief systems. My parents did. The people around me did. And the more I don't love myself, and the more I don't have self-care, the more abuse I take. Because I give myself the level of my self-abuse that I don't love myself, I don't talk good about myself, then that's the level of abuse I'm going to take from others. And then I get hurt. Then I get upset. But the whole thing is that in that moment, I'm trying to play God. I'm trying to force something to happen, a result. I'm trying to force a result. I can't make results. God makes results. If I try to make a result, I get an expectation, and guess what? Then I get a resentment. Oh my gosh, I don't like filling out them inventory sheets. Sometimes I get a resentment because I get a resentment because I got to fill out the sheet. But grateful. Grateful that we have the inventory system that we have. Grateful right here that it tells me that I cannot live up to my philosophical and moral. I can't live up to these things that I, my belief system. I can't. Because it's not my belief system. It's somebody else's. So I can't live up to it. That's why I come in and I need to play God. Because I got to fix everything because it ain't right according to my system, my belief system. But truly, it is right. We're all allowed our own belief system. That's what's beautiful about these awakenings, is that it awakens us up. I came in as an alcoholic in the big awakening and realized that I had a drug issue too. So how, thank you. Thank you, big awakening. You helped me lay that down too. And then all of these emotions come up, these feelings and all this other stuff. And they're like, "Oh, well, let's do out." And I got relief. I get relief when I come to these meetings with you guys. And so it tells me that, hey, I can't play God. I'm being selfish and self-centered. And it's all because I'm scared. I'm really scared that I'm not going to live up to what you think I need to be. And I can't be that. I can only be Doni. And I can only be the daughter of God that Doni recreated right in here. 63, it says, "We sincerely take a position. Have I taken that position? Am I willing to take that position that I'm not in charge of anything, that I can't control anything, that I can't fix anything? Am I willing to do that? Am I willing to go to that level of powerlessness that I need a new employer? That I need something that's bigger than me, that's all powerful. And then for me, this is it right here. If I do that, if I'm willing to do that, just a little bit of willingness to do that, he's going to provide everything I need. And it's not going to be everything I want, believe me. And I'm grateful I don't get all my wants because that would just set me sideways. But he's going to, all I have to do is keep close to my power, my higher power, keep close to, and try to perform and work the best that I can. So, what is part of the work that I do? I come and speak at meetings. I'm in a parking lot at a doctor's office. What willing? How willing? What links are you willing to go? So I'm hoping I'm doing this work well today. On this footing, I am going to become less and less interested in myself. And that is true for me. I become less and less interested in me. I become less and less interested in whatever it is I think the world should be and how the people should treat each other. And, you know, I have two grandsons in this country, and they're 6'5" and 6'3", and they're dark skin, and they got long hair. And they drive, well, they call them antique cars. They drive older cars. And I tell them, I said, in this country, you're going to get stopped. And you're going to get pulled out of your car. And you're going to get set on the curb. And that's just how your life's going to be. So this is how you are with officers. And I teach them how to, because they're going to come up against that. And they're scared. And the first time it happened, they came home crying. Just, you know, I'm holding a 6'5" kid in my lap. He's bawling because this happened. And I'm like, I'm sorry, that's the world you're in. But it happens to grandma all the time. So I know that I cannot meet their needs. I know I cannot change the world. I know I cannot do anything on my own. I am powerless. I need a powerful defender. And I'm scared because I'm going to get recreated. I'm going to get reborn. I'm excited about that part, but I'm scared of what's going to happen. Am I going to like the person that God recreates? Are you going to like that person? Am I going to be accepted? Am I going to fit in? I don't know. That is where we are, where I am right now. And I'm so scared. And I'm fearful of it all. But if I become less and less interested, I do feel this new power flow in. And when I say that, it's like something, I feel it inside myself. They tell us, where do we find the power? Inside, right? God is inside. I cannot be separated from God. And it's always been there. This power has always been inside of me. I cannot be separated. What am I going to do? Pull my skin off? Reach out inside myself and yank my heart out? No. My power is always with me, in the good and in the bad, in the joyous moments and in the fearful moments. My power is always there. So it lets me be a little bit easier to accept this third step prayer. What am I doing? If you offer something to someone, do you expect to get it back? No. I'll offer it to you. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to offer myself, all of me, to something I don't even know? What in the world? That scares the holy bejeebers out of me. Because I can't touch it. I can't see it. I can't taste it. But I can feel it inside. When it says the power flows in, I really did feel that when I did this third step prayer on my knees, humbly. When the book says humbly, it means they meant to be on your knees. They meant in position surrender. And for them, that was on their knees. For me, that a position of surrender is with my socks off, standing on the bare ground. That's my surrender position. Thank you. So I appreciate you guys letting me come and talk a little bit about this, because I do get to do this thing called bear witness. But I get to bear witness of the joys and the beauty in your lives today. Thank you for showing up, and thank you for sharing, and thank you for continuing on with this process, because this process is not easy, but it reveals so much, and it heals so much. So with that, I just want to close with a, make sure I say it right, we just take a little short prayer. Creator, easy mom too. Wakanda, Yakoki, thank you for everything you have given me. Izimanatu, Creator, thank you for all that you've taken from me. God, thank you for what you've left me. And Izimanatu, Creator, thank you for letting me be in recovery and feeling proud to be a recovering Indian. First in the DBA. Thank you guys so much. I'm Donnie. I'm a grateful recovered alcoholic addict, and I am in emotional sobriety every day working on it. Thank you guys. I pass.